Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Disenchantment. From Matt Groening, legendary creator of The Simpsons and Futurama, comes an epic new animated adventure, Disenchantment. Set in a medieval fantasy world called Dreamland, Disenchantment follows the misadventures of a hard-drinking young princess named Bean, her feisty elf companion, Elfo. And her personal... Allergic to feisty elves, and her personal demon Lucy. And believe us, it's not all glass slippers and cute forest creatures. Watch Disenchantment streaming now only on Netflix.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody.
Okay. Redo that. Get focused, Doug. Get focused.
Well, first we got to pretend the theme song just ended and everybody's cheering. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. See, it's not going to sound like it did yesterday because everybody said it yesterday. This crowd's half in.
What are they supposed to say?
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Fucking get it right, everybody. You ready? From the top. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you for the first time. For the first time from Vinyl in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, as part of Ellis Mania! It's Saturday, August, whatever the fuck the date was yesterday. Etc. I can't do it all without my script, but I'm pretty proud of myself for getting that far. I'm going to throw a donut into the crowd. That's how what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah!
I put them right in hands, Jason.
Fucking awesome. Yeah.
That was really good, Doug. Now can we record it and do it for real?
You're like Dimebag and Pantera guys throwing out black tooth grins. That was awesome.
No, yeah, it's fun. Fans. That's why, I mean, that's not why we have donuts on stage today, but people bring donuts to my shows because then I just turn around and chuck them into the audience. And people love having donuts thrown at them. That might be another future Ellis Mania event.
The donut fight?
Just everybody throwing donuts everywhere.
It's going to have to be like the last fight. That sounds messy.
Yeah, the food fight.
Really, that's a lot of glaze.
Yeah, right. But
ooh, a food fight.
Oh.
Like a fight where everybody has pies around the ring.
Hey, folks. What you just heard was an attempt to recreate the opening of the Doug Loves Movies that we taped Saturday. Well, we taped part of it Saturday in Las Vegas as part of Ellis Mania. And then the next day when we found out that there had been sound issues for the first 12 minutes of Doug Loves Movies, we decided to try, or actually Jason Ellis tried to get me to recreate the whole thing, but of course we didn't have all the same guests on stage and it was a different audience, and so I gave up partway through just to explain to you guys what's going on, which is basically that we'll have to join this episode in progress because there's a weird glitch where there's music, loud music playing on the recording that we don't own the rights to, and also makes it difficult to hear me and my guests talking. So what happens next? I went into finding out how many Jason Ellis fans were in the crowd, which is about half the crowd. This was Saturday morning at Vinyl in the Hard Rock Hotel, and about half the crowd was Doug Loves Movies fans. It was a nice mix of both. And then I asked the two factions of fans to fight each other. We had a nice laugh over that. Then I looked over some name tags, did some Doug plugs. Like, for instance, Doug Loves Movies is back in L.A. Tuesday night at UCB Franklin. I'll be at the Accidental Comedy Festival in Cleveland on Saturday, September 1st at 4:20. And then Doug Loves Movies makes a triumphant return to the Alamo Drafthouse in downtown Kansas City on Saturday, September 8th at 4:20. Then, of course, I said, for all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com. And then half the audience chanted back, that's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah. Caw. Then I talked about what I put in the prize bag, which I could barely remember right now what I put in there. There was some mustard flavored pretzels that just doesn't appeal to me at all. So I was given those and I re-gifted them to the prize bag, plus a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a pipe from Peacemaker, Doug Loves Movies sticker. Oh, a lovely picture of a honey badger that I was given at a restaurant called Tiffin's in the Animal Kingdom as part of Disney World. I put all that stuff in the bag, and then I introduced Louis J. Gomez, Mike Tully, Kevin Kraft, Mike Catherwood, and Jason Ellis. And we'll rejoin the show after the part where I introduce Jason Ellis and we talk about Ellis Mania and how great it is and how he's going to fight a big, huge guy later that night who will be on mushrooms. And I saw that fight later that evening and it was pretty amazing. And then we talked about how Louis J. Gomez was going to fight MMA style with another comedian named Ryan O'Neill. And Lewis is very confident that he was going to win. And spoiler, he did win that fight. Then we talked to Mike Catherwood. It was his first time on Doug Loves Movies. You may know him from, he was on Dancing with the Stars one season. He's a regular on the Kevin and Bean show. He used to do Loveline with Dr. Drew, who was in the house, by the way, just hanging out in the back. And now Mike Catherwood is transitioning into TV. He's doing stuff for Access Hollywood, and he says people have always called him a bootleg Mario Lopez, so that makes sense. And then, of course, Mike Tully is on the Jason Ellis show, and he is also one of the people that they played music the night before. There was a concert at the Hard Rock with Everlast, and Hate Bean and Cool Beans open the show, and that features several people from the Jason Ellis show, including Kevin Kraft, who I think is who we're talking to when we go back to the show. We join the show, rather, in progress. Enjoy.
Okay, all right. So, I got a bunch of stuff. First of all,
Bisping's nutsack.
I have...
Swinging in off that.
All right, so I have these
What
these
do you
gloves.
Have? Your headgear? Is that in there? Are you giving that away?
No, I got my sparring gloves, which are the gloves they're going to be using, the same type of gloves they're going to be using in the fight tonight, which I got.
That was a legendary.
Signed by you?
Yeah, they're signed by me at Team Rattlesnake.
By the snake.
Then I got a copy of the Ringside at Roast Battle book by Julie Sebo, which, yeah, if you're a comedy fan.
How to be a comedian.
Yeah, my name's in there.
So. Ooh.
Then my sponsors, or one of my sponsors for this fight.
Oh, shit, you're going to give people weed?
Smoked honey, I am, actually.
Yeah!
Fuck yeah! Oh. Now I feel terrible.
So, yeah, so they got two Graham cartridges. This is the King Louis J strain, which is my own
You have your own strain?
Yeah.
Holy shit. You haven't even fucking had a fight yet, you dickhead.
Yeah, dude, I got a podcast called Legion of Skanks, which has an unbelievable following.
Oh, okay, right, so, you're famous from jokes. Sorry, I keep forgetting about that.
So yeah, this is a hybrid between Super Jack and King Louis the 13th, King Louis J. And then I got a hat from Smoked Honey and a T-shirt, a Team Rattlesnake T-shirt as well, Smoked Honey shirt, and so that's drugs and a book and this other stuff. So yeah, those are my gifts.
Very good. Pass it on down.
Very kind of you, Louis.
What do you got for us, Mike?
I have the shittiest of the gifts.
Huh. Good for you.
I thought it would only be appropriate since this is
his little dick.
Doug Benson's podcast.
I'm only saying it's little because he says it. I think he's lying.
I
think it's a stern thing where they just go, oh, good little dick.
I have some...
Get a big, throbbing Mexican
used by
boner.
Me, Clear Eyes, to prepare you. Some Clear Eyes for all you Doug Benson fans.
Is that the shittiest gift in the history of Doug Loves Movies?
It's up there. I mean, because, you know, a fresh bottle of the stuff would have been okay.
It's not even fucking new.
I've already used it. Did you
basically?
Are you one of those people that touches it to your eye?
Yeah, I know.
No, hasn't actually touched my eyeball.
All right, good.
So don't worry about the pink eye that I would give you. Used by me, some chapstick to prepare you for the dry desert air.
That is gross.
Do you have some lubes that can get all your forms of herpes?
and also some nicotine gum that I found on a actual slot machine. So, you know, toss those dice and give it a shot. Who knows who it belongs to?
Yeah, the treasures aren't just in those machines. They're on them sometimes.
So let me go ahead and throw them
on. Go ahead and pass that stuff down. I don't know if I have room in the bag for it.
That is hefty.
There we go. Oh, it's two pieces of gum.
They're vintage.
All right. What do you got there, Jason?
Red Dragon skateboarded some Heatwave sunglasses, the last pair that I didn't give to somebody. You know what I might add to it?
Oh, what's happening?
This is like... I had this from the start. This is my Wolf Knife vest that I've always had. It has all my pins in it. It has everything in it. This is from the first Alice Mania. So you can, and it's got a pass from when I went to, wait. I think that's my pass. So they let me in for me to sing in Death, Death, Die. So I'll give you this.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
The clothes off his back.
Now I want to win.
Very exciting.
Jason, leave the money clip.
Just make sure your wallet's not in there.
What is in there?
I think it's an easy pass.
Oh, okay.
Soldier gave me this. I always have it in here. It's like a Special Forces patch.
Well, maybe you should hang on to that then.
I don't know where it goes in my jacket. I don't know what to do with it. I'll lose it. What? These people made me. I'm nothing without you. Just check it. It's no problem.
Then give them your pants.
I mean, will they kick me out? You can have these pants.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
They keep coming off anyway.
Yes.
It just looks like you're going to go on a bicycle or something. It's no more risque than those bike guys.
Sorry.
Look at this, is crazy. All right, we're putting his clothes in there. Holy shit, Kevin Kraft's got a big bag. And what's that on your lap?
That'll be easy to follow. All right, so I got some flyers here for...
Oh, really?
Freaky
scenes?
People
love flyers.
This is flyers for freaky scenes. It's an inside joke with the show. I put my life savings into an app that puts photo filters on your pictures that are horror and Halloween themed.
Remember sure. That summer when we were all downloading freaky scenes, Doug?
I remember, yeah.
And I lost everything, so I've got some flyers for it here for you. Now that I'm thinking about it, I probably should have handed these out, and maybe I would have sold a couple. I do have an old school Death Death Die shirt. I know this is a crowd that would appreciate that. I got the first trade of this comic Descender that kicks ass, because I'm a dork, and hopefully you are too.
Okay.
And some fucking toys, and some Ellis Mate stickers, and some Marvel pins. Yeah, and
man.
I got this bag from Comic-Con, so you can have that too.
Yeah, that's one of these big, beautiful Comic-Con bags that everybody walks around with wearing on their backs.
I'm excited for Tully.
At Comic-Con.
I'm excited.
I'll also, if you find me after the show, I'll give you my night guard for my teeth. I got grind those in my sleep.
That's big.
I forgot.
Are you a grinder?
I am, yeah.
You're a grinder.
Yeah, me too.
Nah.
Wait, that's what that app is? It's just people that gnash their teeth?
Yeah. They hit me up right now, Doug.
I want to meet fellow teeth
man,
gnashers.
Hey, what's up? You looking to grind some teeth on me? Matter of fact, I am. Yeah.
Tully, what do you got?
Well, Ellis Mania attracts a diverse array of people, but if there's one thing I'm sure everybody in this room can't agree on, it's that the Red Hot Chili Peppers are the greatest rock band of all time. That's why it seemed like a no-brainer to get this coffee table book, Fandemonium, a celebration of the Red Hot Chili Peppers,
wow.
With an introduction by Anthony Kiedis.
How'd they get him?
I'm sure that's it. Coherent.
Please don't keep it all yourself if you win it. Don't keep it like a Kaiser. Give it away.
give it away now. Shit, I wanted to just read the last...
I know, don't get wrapped up in it now, Doug.
I wanted to read the last line of Anthony Kiedis' introduction. It's practically the whole fucking book.
I was almost late for this show reading that. The man's got a lot of wisdom.
You read the whole intro? Oh, here we go. I had my own awakening to the fascinating kaleidoscope of people who give their love to our mission as a band, and I'm truly grateful for that experience.
Gay.
I thought it'd be something I'd make fun of, but instead it was just boring. All of that stuff is in the prize bag today! Good luck getting on a plane if you're going to be doing that after you win all this stuff. One question for you guys before we get to the game portion of the show. Start with Lewis. What was the last movie you saw?
Fuck. I was on a flight. Okay, all right. I'm not good at this game show, Doug. I can't even remember the last movie
I saw. I come at you with the real hardball questions.
Do
you want to pass and we'll come back to you?
Movie I saw. Hold on, no. I got this. This ain't bad. I got it.
God damn, you look sounding sharp today, Lewis.
I believe in you, Lewis.
Come back to me.
If anybody's going to be betting on the on who's going to win the fight, shit might have just changed.
Like hey guys, they're
fighting. I was going to place a bet. I'm now going to place a different bet than I was originally going to place.
Hey, they're not playing Connect Four. He'll be fine.
What is the fucking last movie I saw?
You're asking the crowd. That's
oh,
the fucking.
Oh, hey! Oh, Ready Player One.
Oh, okay.
Why would you watch that?
It was on the plane. You watched it on
that,
the plane.
It was that or Rampage.
Yeah, I think you made the right choice.
Rampage.
The
giant monkey. Yeah. How can you go wrong? The Rock's in it.
Yeah, and there's a giant monkey.
Whoa, racist.
Dad jokes. It's very funny. It's so fucking stupid, dude.
There's a giant monkey in Ready Player One as well, so.
Oh.
He still got his giant monkey fix. He just had to see one movie that doesn't have the fucking Rock in it. That's That's what he had to do. Did you like it?
It was all right. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. Mike?
Yes. The last movie I saw was Peppermint, the new Jennifer Garner action film that I believe comes out this week. I had to watch that to interview her for the television.
Yeah. Sure.
And it was not good.
So you're throwing out the theory that the movie is so bad, that's why Ben Affleck went back to rehab?
It's like, let me see what my ex is up to. Oh, fuck! Back on the bottle. She kills a lot of people, but it's just dialogue, you know, was a little cheesy.
It's like trying to be like Alias?
No. It's trying to be like a female Jason Bourne or something.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. That's sort of what Alias was.
Yeah, you know what? It's Alias, she's like a spy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this one, she's just like a soccer mom, but the drug cartel kills her whole family.
Oh.
So she goes off the grid for 5 years and becomes a super badass, and then comes back and murders everyone, which on paper sounds fantastic.
That sounds like the best movie of the year.
Yeah, no, like, and if they would have just been like, fuck, this is so dark, what are we going to do? This soccer mom is fucking hanging cartel members. I would have been like, this is the movie for me. But there was a lot of like David Caruso-esque cop dialogue that it took me right out, man. Took me right out.
All
right.
When she comes back, is she still driving a minivan?
No. See, that would have made me. That would have made me love it.
Jason, same question.
Upgrade. Watched it in the Hard Rock. I fell asleep a little bit, but this guy's, you know, man, he's fucking. Boning some bitch when he loves her or some shit, and he gets in a car crash and some dude puts a fucking alien chip in his spine and it controls shit. I don't fucking know. It sucked.
I still want to have a game on this show where we don't know what movie you're talking about and you just start talking about it and we all have to guess.
That's kind of like half my show.
Yeah, it's what you do every day.
I don't have a good like, unless it really rings with me, like Prometheus or something. And I don't know why, because I agree that if you don't really like that movie, I get it. But for some weird reason, I really like that movie, so I know the name of it. But if it's just... Because I watch tons of...
So you're saying you're pro-Metheus? Because I am anti-Metheus.
Yeah, we should fight tonight on mushrooms.
No fighting for me, thank you.
Yeah, smart guy.
Kevin, what do you say is the last movie you saw?
I saw the Bo Burnham film, Eighth Grade.
Pretty good,
and,
eh?
It was good, but that might have been the most uncomfortable movie I've ever watched. I did literally put my hands up and watch certain scenes through my fingers.
Just I felt to like simulate I shouldn't have a been vagina there. On your face?
I felt like I shouldn't have been there. Like, I shouldn't have seen this. Like, I'm a 36-year-old dude. I should not be seeing what this girl is doing. It just felt very strange.
Wait, how old is she?
Eighth grade.
I don't know what that means.
They're like nudity and stuff?
No, it's just... Mean?
Eighth graders, Jason, here in this country, eighth graders are about 22 years old.
Right, well, I don't get it then.
I liked it, but it was
it's
definitely
very
awkward.
Well done, and I see where you're coming from. I felt this, you know, some of the same feelings. I didn't like have to block my face, but it is.
You know, guys, if you're not a pedophile, it's not a problem.
There's the East Coast humor that I've been waiting for. Pedophile jokes.
It's not a joke. It's true. You know, if you have to block your face because you're getting a boner because it's an eighth grade girl, that's...
Oh, I don't think he said he was worried about getting a boner. I mean, that might just be a charming side effect.
Were you worried about getting a boner?
No, Mike, no. My goodness, it's too early in the morning. That just scrambled my brain. No.
Calm down, Mike. His boner had absolutely nothing to do with the movie, okay?
Yeah. I'd worry about getting a boner during that movie, but I just solved... I didn't have to worry because I just, you know, had a Viagra and just knew I had one. Just from the opening, as soon as it said eighth grade, I was like, okay. Here we go. Don't have to worry about that boner. It's not going anywhere. Tully, what is the last movie you saw?
Finally got around to seeing The Neverending Story.
You caught it somewhere in the middle.
It's still going.
Yeah.
I really used to like that dog.
That dog is so bad.
I know.
Once you notice that 75% of the body can't move at all.
I know. The head didn't really move properly either.
He just winks.
I know.
It's so creepy.
I really liked him.
Were you watching it for the sake of your kid?
Sure.
Or you just always wondered, what's the deal with that never-ending story? I'm finally going to check it out.
Yeah, because my parents took a cable away from me and my sister because we were watching Porky's at like 1 p.m. and we were like 5 years old. And so I didn't have cable for all of my youth. And so I was like, my friends would be like, never-ending story, that shit's awesome. And I didn't know what they were talking about. So I'm catching up on the 80s now.
You're like, have you guys seen Porky's though?
Yeah, I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like five, yeah.
Did you get a boner?
I did, but actually just because I was creeping on some eighth grade chicks. Because I could do that then.
All right, you guys.
If it wasn't a boner, what were you afraid to look at? You're looking at, what are you afraid of? Tell me.
There was nothing really sexual in it. The girl's just like this really awkward, weird girl that tries very hard to get out of her shell and talk to people like the popular kids at her school. And she fucking can't do it. And it just gave me like a weird anxiety attack.
He related to it.
he remembered back when he was an eighth grade girl.
You're not wrong.
Hasn't everybody, I mean, there's levels, so everybody eventually meets people where they go, hey, how's it going? And those people go, fuck off. Like, doesn't that happen to everybody? I feel like everybody, fuck you, long, handsome hair guy. I know tons of groups of people where I'm like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, really? Fuck. So I get that. I still feel like every time I'm going to introduce myself to someone I don't know, they're like, it's a 50-50 chance. Be like, fuck, I hate you. It's just how I float, you know? Got to be a realist here. What? I really thought you were talking back to me.
Wait, why did...
I was like looking at you when you did that. That's your rebuttal.
I apologize to everybody.
Why have no more to say on this show?
I didn't mean to do that.
Why did you make that noise right into the microphone?
Burned at my face. I finished my comment and was like, what do you think, Kevin? And he went, ah. Like, man.
It surprised me.
The burp or what I said?
Both.
Oh, the lifestyle of the easily surprised Kevin Kraft.
Every day's an adventure.
Turn it off, Bert, because I'm about to say, let the games begin! Guys, people in the audience that listen to Doug Loves Movies brought name tags that they fashioned into. They put their face on it, or my face, or I see Jason Ellis's face out there. And there's a gentleman up front scribbled something on a piece of paper. And it's, you know, usually you like to say it's the thought that counts, but please don't select that guy's shitty last-minute name tag. Unless you... Oh, he's a big fan, so go ahead and pick it. But, each of you just go physically get the one you want to play for. There's some donuts back there if you're into donuts. I don't think anybody on this panel is necessarily. And while you guys go settle up with everybody and get those name tags, we're going to take a brief commercial break. We'll be right back. Today's show is sponsored by Disenchantment from Matt Groening, legendary creator of The Simpsons and Futurama, comes an epic new animated adventure, Disenchantment. Groening's first new show in nearly 20 years, Disenchantment takes place in a medieval fantasy world, the crumbling medieval kingdom of Dreamland. Dreamland is a complex universe, offering endless characters, stories, and laughs from the king of animation. Follow the misadventures of hard-drinking young princess Bean, her feisty elf companion Elfo, and her personal demon Lucy, who meet and go on adventures together. Along the way, the oddball trio will encounter ogres, sprites, harpies, imps, trolls, walruses, and lots of human fools. Disenchantment will turn everything you know about fairy tales on its head. This series is about life and death, good and evil, and it's about what it means to be truly happy in a world full of suffering and idiots, and how to find your own path in life despite what the elders and wizards and other jerks tell you. Watch Disenchantment Season 1 streaming now, only on Netflix. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. Lots of great name tags. Very polite crowd. Very patient. Who do you got there, Tully? Who are you playing for?
I'm going to guess I'm playing for Richard, because his poster says Crazy Richard Asians. Personally, I would have gone Crazy Dick Asians.
Man, that is a good one, though.
I saw that movie. They're referring to the crazy part means the amount of money they had. I was hoping that it was about crazy people who are rich and Asian.
I was hoping for deeply insane Asian people.
But they're
people.
Not crazy at all. They're like just normal Asians that are rich.
Well, then it sounds like it's pretty much truth in advertising.
Did you know that? I thought Kevin Spacey was in that movie?
Wait, why?
True story.
Because I don't listen to anybody and I live in the dark by myself and I can't hear volume because I don't want to wake up my wife. So when I go on social...
Well,
she's asleep. So I watch the Instagram feed and I don't know what anyone's saying and I just thought I saw that he had the number one movie in the country. But I guess he had a movie that came out around the same time as I'm a Rich Asian or whatever that movie's called. And I just put them together and I was like, wait, after all that bad shit he did, you guys still went and saw his movie? And then someone was like, you didn't see the cover of the little Asian people? I'm like, don't tell me there wouldn't be one white guy in there, and why wouldn't it be Kevin Spacey? So I just figured that, I'm like, wow, because Donald Trump is the president. Why can't Kevin Spacey have the number one movie in the country?
And be a crazy rich Asian.
Right.
No, it was, I think you mixed up those stories because the Kevin Spacey movie was made the least amount of money of a major release ever. It made like $26.
Kind of a similar title to Billionaire Boys Club.
Yeah.
So it is about rich people.
Finally, another movie about that, starring a guy nobody wants to see anymore. It's perfect. Okay, who are you playing for, Kevin?
I've got Hot Tub Tim Machine 2.
Nice.
And Doug, you're photoshopped on there as like some like Roman Jesus.
Yeah, and it looks cool.
I'm on there. Tully's on there. Jason's on there.
I also
Andrew
like that you can...
I'm a lady.
Yeah. Oh, you are a lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got some sweet
tits. It's about time you figured that out.
I've been working on those.
Let me see that a second, Kevin, because I'm really excited about this because not many name tags can just go right back into a 3-ring binder when this is over with. That's really nice.
This is going right in my Trapper Keeper after the show.
What do you got there, Jason?
This is my, we need to talk about Kevin.
I don't Obviously. Know what's going on, but that is one handsome motherfucker right there on that,
gorgeous.
On that poster.
I just like how whatever he printed it on, it's like canvas. This is very official.
Yeah. And what's, your name is Kevin as well? You misunderstood the process.
Hey, which makes so much more sense that I have this one, because I have no idea what I'm doing here, and neither do you. And we just love Doug, and we're here to support. Sorry, Doug.
Okay, so what's your name, just so we know it?
Brady.
Okay, you know there's Sick. A movie that had your name in the title. Yeah.
You want me to pick another one, Doug?
No, it's good.
Okay.
I'm happy for Brady and for Kevin. Oh. And
I just saw Kevin on it. I'm just a huge fan of Kevin. I couldn't help it. Sorry.
Mike, what do you got?
I got, it's fitting because I gave the shittiest gifts. I have the shittiest one by far.
Is that a cocktail napkin?
It was thrown to me in a paper airplane, hit me square in the dick, and it is motherfucking Greg motherfuckers on a plane, and it's a terribly drawn picture of a plane, fuselage, with bearded men in baseball caps smoking weed. So I'm guessing that is Greg.
Does it say Ellis Mania 5 on the side of the plane, or is that supposed to be 15?
It says Ellis Mania 15, okay, yes.
Right. Wait, that's our plane. Right. No,
yeah.
I get it.
So there you go. I am playing for Greg.
Where is he? That guy?
There's Greg.
And did you put a shithead on the back? Nothing. Don't worry about it. Greg? Okay. What do you got? What do you got, Lewis?
I'm playing for the Gregulars. I think it's a different Greg.
The Gregiculars?
And it's a shittier Greg. It's a less creative Greg. Because my Greg didn't even put it in the form of a fucking paper airplane or draw any pictures on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, brother.
Wait, you're saying that more than one person applied their energy to that? You had a group of people who fill out that piece of shit cardboard?
There was a committee?
You guys all worked around the clock for that pile? It's fucking with you. It's great work.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It was just so unassuming. I was like, there must be something special here, and there wasn't.
Who wrote that? And you know what I mean? Who did the G and shit like that? Because you obviously mixed it up, so... Lewis's interns did it.
Yeah.
He has a staff that made that piece of shit card for you.
Yeah, they're fired.
Okay.
Might be time for paid staff members.
Yeah.
You got some interns just for a couple days while you're in Vegas?
Yeah. I got a good 20 people out here representing Gas Digital and Smoked Honey, right, motherfuckers?
Yay!
Is that why you have the most extra passes than anybody
you're goddamn
in the
right.
Mania? Just keep getting calls. He needs more tickets. I'm like, well, if it doesn't sell out, it'll still look like it's sold out because fucking half his friends will be there. So it's a good look. Thanks.
I got some games planned for you guys to play.
Yeah.
This first game, I'm doing this because I'm seeing Taylor Swift again in Kansas City in a week. And so I want to play a game that I just created called Swift Justice. I'll read the plot description of a movie from IMDb. And the first person to guess the correct title, which is also the title of an unrelated Taylor Swift song, will be the winner.
I feel really good about me winning this.
What?
All the research I've done on Taylor Swift, that's probably why I'm going to win.
And if the description isn't enough, then I'll give you some more clues.
Just call it out, Doug?
Huh?
Did we just call it out?
Yeah, just call it out. I'll know it's you.
Here we go.
Because you're the only one that gargled with razor blades.
Some women find it sexy, Doug.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
All right. Woo! And no audience guesses, please, because I'm sure some of you might know the answer. A man's personality...
Bad Blood.
I didn't even understand the word that he said.
He said Bad Blood because it's a Taylor Swift song, and he's hoping that it's also a movie.
Right.
There must be a movie named Bad Blood.
There might be, yes, but that's not the one I'm describing.
How do you know Taylor Swift song but not a title of a movie?
The only one that I know.
Oh, okay. Well, you won on me.
I mean, I'll help you out, Lewis. The answer also isn't Welcome to New York.
I had no idea that was a song.
A man's personality dramatically changes after surviving a major airline crash.
What women want?
Wait. I don't know.
I mean, it works on both levels.
That's how Mel Gibson gets those mental powers, is he survives a crash?
I don't know.
Now I can hear what women are thinking.
Does he get struck by lightning? Does a toaster short circuit? I didn't see the piece of shit.
He a blow dryer falls into the bathtub.
Life?
There you go. While he's trying to see what it's like to be a woman.
Sure.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
A fucking movie.
Wait, shake it off.
What'd you say?
Shake it off.
No.
But that's, yeah, if someone survives a plane crash, they should definitely be told that.
Stop being lazy and get your memory back.
Isn't that movie Life?
A man's personality dramatically changes after surviving a major airline crash.
Is it Vanilla Sky?
Now I'm going to give you some clues. No, that movie's about he survives a face crash.
I fell asleep. Sorry.
Castaway.
What?
Ooh. Castaway.
She sure would have sung a song like that, right?
That's solid, Catherwood.
Yeah,
Passenger 57. Like,
yeah, Taylor Swift had that love song Castaway where she was mad about someone named Wilson. Okay, this movie was directed by Peter Weir.
That doesn't help.
And the cast included Tom Hulce, Rosie Perez, Isabella Rossellini, and Jeff Bridges.
Money Train.
In the title role. Jeff Bridges as a man who survives a plane crash.
Star.
And he becomes.
Giant. Starman.
What does he become?
The dude.
Does Taylor Swift have a song called The Big Lebowski?
That's Jeff Bridges, right? Yeah.
Did she have a song called Regarding Henry? Kingsman 2.
Like, hell or nothing, high water. Nothing scares this guy after being in a plane crash.
Fearless.
Fearless is correct.
Hey, you were going to get it, Lewis, any minute.
Oh, I was so close.
All right, Kevin won that game. That means he gets to go first in our next game.
Oh, and fuck yeah.
And it's something called ABCD's Nuts. Woo! All right, here's what's going to happen. This is a game anybody could win.
Oh, so stop paying attention? Got it. I was joking. I was listening the whole time.
I just directed it at you because I'm going to explain the game. And I really think you could take this one.
Okay.
I think you have a really good
chance.
You're
going to give me the answer before it starts?
I mean, I practically gave all five of you the answer to that last one.
Oh, we're that bad? Oh, shit. Well, at least you guys are bad, too. I feel good about this.
Shitty.
Yeah, at least. All right, so we'll start with Kevin. Since we're at Ellis Mania, the thing we're going to spell is Ellis Mania. We all know how that's spelled. So, Kevin...
Let's not rush to that conclusion.
Kevin gets the first letter, which would be E, and it's going to be on Kevin to name any movie that begins with the letter E, but if he matches the one that I've written down ahead of time, then he wins the game automatically. And a theme will emerge. Unfortunately, Kevin has to go first, so he has no idea what the theme could possibly be. But then we'll go to Jason, Mike, Lewis, and Tully. In that order, and you just have to do the next letter in Ellis Mania. E is the first letter. Name any movie that begins with the letter E, Kevin Kraft.
Ender's Game. I'm very, pretty sure that's a movie.
Very true that is a movie. And that
I don't get a point, do
that
I?
You said it. There's no points to get, really. It's just about staying in it and then possibly matching me when it comes back around to you. The movie I wrote down is Enter the Dragon.
Ooh!
Oh, my God.
So good.
What a fucking ass clown I am.
Yeah.
So, Jason, you get the first L in Ellis Mania.
Cool. Lost in Translation. Is that a movie? Yeah.
Nice.
Fuck you guys. I know what's going on.
That's a terrific answer. Great job. I went with a movie called Legionnaire. Starring the great Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I'm sensing what's that thing you were saying before?
A theme?
Theme, yeah. Theme, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what, I mean, Enter the Dragon and Lost in Translation do have some things in common. Same country, I believe.
I see how dumb I am. Thank you.
All right, so the next L is to Mike Catherwood.
Last Dragon.
Wait, is that a movie?
There is a movie called The Last Dragon.
I mean, but the doesn't count.
Yes, it fucking does.
Does not begin with the letter L.
At the Dingo and Snow. It won't go up at Dingo and
Snow.
Well,
we are here for some serious. This isn't fuck around.
listen.
Just don't worry about the word "the." The word "the" is very important.
Yeah, dude, there was still Blockbuster Video. They would put that motherfucker in L.
I mean,
they would not put that shit in T.
Why are you cheering? Blockbuster is gone. So is that fucking answer.
I have a compelling argument.
All right. Well, I hope you can go on Celebrity Jeopardy someday and with a straight face say to Alex Trebek, what is Last Dragon?
Yeah.
I think he will call you out on it. Because that just sounds like Last Dragon could be any dragon. This is about the Last Dragon.
I scrambled, thinking of martial arts stuff.
You know,
I fucked up. Yeah. I fucked up.
That's all.
Yeah.
But as smart as he looks.
But it was a great try. And I went with one. This one surprised me even. Because I had forgotten that this movie had existed and it fits in perfectly with the theme. The film is called Let's Do It Again. Starring the formerly great Bill Cosby. And Yikes. The still awesome Harry Belafonte. Was he in that one? Right? Okay. The next letter is I, and that goes to Lewis.
Hey, man, you can't just judge a guy for his art, you know? Sorry. Look, he's got one of the best albums of all time, but whatever, Doug. I'm going
to
say...
I loved it when I was a kid. I'd listen to it going, I wonder what... I'm worried I might get a boner.
Are we still talking about Harry Belafonte?
I'll listen to this. I'll listen to this Spanish Fly track that Bill Cosby put down. That was pretty much admitting his crime way before he got caught. The letter I.
Keeping on theme, Ice Age 3.
I hate to say it, but full title.
Ooh, Ice Age 3, Doug Benson's a cunt.
I knew there was a reason why that series went downhill. They just got oddly angry at one guy.
Parents are super...
Very petty.
What do I have to do with the Ice Age?
Ice Age 3, Continental Drift, bitch.
Continental Drift, bitch.
That's Ray Romano as a woolly mammoth.
Doug Benson's a cunt. Hey.
It does not sound like Ray Romano at all.
No, it's a good, it's time, a good Ray Romano.
All right. I think the second one was called Continental Bitch.
No, Ice Age 2.
Intercontinental Bitch. Shh, don't say it, you guys. Don't say it. I want the excitement of discovery. Oh, also, they didn't put numbers in them. The second one was just Ice Age Collision Course. Oh, no, the second one was Continental Drift, which was kind of a sequel to Tokyo Drift. And then, anyway, they've made way too many of them. The Meltdown, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Collision Course. And, of course, that's not what I wrote down. I wrote down a movie from 1931 called Iron Man. Yeah.
How'd you blow that, Lewis?
I just handed it to him on a platter, and he's sitting there making Bill Cosby jokes. S is the next letter for Tully.
I thought I had a beat on this theme, and I do not anymore, so I'm going to go with Starship Troopers.
Oh,
he's so stupid. I get it already.
Yeah,
I know the
Jason
theme.
Could do it. What is it?
Superman. Sorry, the Superman.
Superman. I mean, Superman has some of the most amazing fight scenes, but that's not the answer I wrote down. I went with Southpaw.
Oh, yeah.
Southpaw. Oh, yeah. M, Kevin, you can do this.
No, I can't.
I feel good about it. I think you can.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that there's a movie called Mark of the Dragon, and a whole bunch of people get punched in the face in that.
Sure. That sounds about right.
And that's what you wrote down.
But now Mike thinks he knows what it is.
You wrote down Marked for Death?
No.
Oh, fucking strong.
No, I
didn't.
Fights in that.
Yep.
That is true. You have figured out the theme. I went with Million Dollar Baby.
So easy.
Yeah.
What a moron.
Now, you're going to make sure that there's no stools in the ring that someone could hit their head on during the fights tonight.
Right.
Because that was their mistake with her. She would have been fine if she didn't hit her head on that stool.
Yeah, wait, what was the last iMovie that... I don't think you said it.
Iron Man?
Oh, you did say it.
He totally said it.
Sorry.
But you know what? That weed thing's working out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that weed plus getting punched in the head. That's going to be a sweet, sweet combo for your movie trivia memory. What's the guy you're fighting? His name is Ryan O'Neill?
Yeah, it's the actor.
The guy from Love Story?
Yeah.
Okay. He's always getting, like, doesn't he always get, like, arrested for road rage and punching people and stuff?
Yeah, that's why I'm fighting him.
Okay.
What? Teach him a lesson.
He does?
He's a puffy, alcoholic, 70-year-old, 1973 Academy Award nominee, and tonight he will be getting his ass kicked by Luis Gomez.
Yes.
Luis J. Gomez.
Yes. I mean, that Ryan O'Neill that showed up yesterday, look, he was dressed like a 70-year-old. That's for sure. All right, the next letter is A, and where are we at in the lineup here? Is that...
it's me? Yeah.
It's Jason's.
Shit. I want to say Alice in Wonderland, but that can't be. I just know it starts with A, but I got to think of another one.
But you should do something called Alice in Wonderland.
Well, I mean, maybe Tallymania might be better, but yeah, sure. Somebody else should run it. That's what I think. Just call it anything but fucking my name.
Tullymania. Can't wait.
That didn't help me at all. Why
I don't know what that guy said. I don't
trying
know.
To think of a movie that starts with A with violence
yeah,
in
don't,
it.
Yeah, don't
me
don't
up.
Help him, you guys. Don't help him.
I'm out.
We could make this like Price is Right. People just yell at him until he picks one. What do you guys think it is?
A
League of Their Own. Affliction.
American Psycho.
Action Jackson. A Walk to Remember, you silly. Nobody's getting it. I love this.
Ali. Above the law.
Who said Ali?
No, Ali is a good guess, but that's not it. What did you say over here, Above the Law? Somebody say Above the Law?
I think I did.
What? Atomic Blonde. It's got some cool fights
another
in
good
it.
One.
Ants
has a lot of fight scenes in it, of course. Ant-Man, of course. All right, do you want to pick any of those, Jason?
Ant-Man.
Incorrect. I went with Against the Ropes.
I don't even know what that movie is.
I don't know. It's got boxing in it, clearly.
Shit!
Or it's just people who like licorice candy and fall down on some. N is the next letter.
All right. I believe in the mid-2000s, there was an MMA movie called Never Back Down.
Yes, and there was also... there was also a Hulk Hogan classic called No Holds Barred.
Timeless.
Oh, shit, this worked out weird. We're back to Lewis, and he gets the letter I again.
I've been trying to think of any movie with the letter I for the past 10 minutes.
What about if you say Iron Man 2?
Don't help him out, you guys.
Thanks, racist. Let's see. A movie with a fight scene or about fighting with the letter I...
Hey, does Immortal start with an I?
It does.
Look at that guy. He just can't believe how dumb I am. He's like, drop dead. That's fucking
Immortal. Stupid, huh? That's a good guess. Wait, is there a fight scene in it? I don't even know. What?
Wait, you want me to come to Swami's? You just laughed at me for how dumb I am, and you want me to come to your house? I'm not coming to hang out with you. You're just going to be calling me Big Dummy with all your friends. Look how dumb this fucker is. He doesn't even know how to spell Immortal. I'm not going. Oh, Cloud Break? Oh, I'm going to eat at
Swami's in Encinitas, homie.
I used to live near there. Wait, you own Swami's?
You check in with him and you're good there.
All right, thank you.
So you're just hanging around out front? Hey, I checked in with the guy outside.
I just talked to the wave troll. He said it's cool.
That's real.
What's happening? Oh, Lewis.
You had a lot of time, man.
Really, that's time to think about it. I need an answer. It doesn't matter if you get it right or wrong.
I'm not going to get it right.
This game is almost over.
It's impossible. Let's go with... My mind keeps on going, say Encino Man. And it's Encino Man. And it's the only thing I can think of is Encino Man.
Is Idiot a movie?
Because Idiocracy.
Lewis is one. I'm joking. You're great. I can't spell anything. Come on. I can do it. iRobot. Boom.
That's a TV show.
What a fucking TV show.
That went into my fucking head 100 times.
It was a movie.
iRobot.
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 We're both saying iRobot. Give us a surprise.
I fucking robot, bitch. That's the answer.
Hey, Doug, is it iRobot?
Sometimes I have used iRobot if I can't find something that fits in the theme. Other times, I'm just like, there's no other movie that begins with I that's about fighting. So I just went with Iron Man a second time.
Oh my God.
From 1931.
You mean the new Iron Man?
No, just that same one.
From the 30s.
That nobody's ever heard of.
Two.
From 1931. That was apparently a boxing movie. So, Tully, it all comes down to you. The letter A, we're finishing out spelling Ellis Mania.
I don't remember which A one Jason settled on. Did he pick above the law?
No, I think he settled on...
Ant-Man?
Yeah.
I would like to select above the law.
And I would like to say that I had written down Ali.
Oh! Fuck!
It was a goddamn coin flip.
Yeah, that was a movie that was totally about boxing. Good point. Good one, Doug.
Who hit who in the Bill Cosby, Harry Belafonte movie?
It's about, there's a whole boxing...
Oh, I forgot that part. Yeah,
they gamble on it, I guess, and the guy gets... isn't it Jimmy J.J. Walker is one of the boxers, maybe? Or?
I'm lying. Nobody's ever seen that movie.
Yeah, nobody cares. But, I remember it being a fun movie at the time, but I don't know why anyone would revisit it now. But
and yet you did.
Oh, speaking of it, I'm not going to watch it again. I was just happy that I found two movies to begin with L that had something to do with boxing or fighting. And that is the end of that game. We did not have an official winner, so that means that Kevin Kraft gets to go first in our final game.
Yes!
We're going to play one more game to determine who gets to go home with. I can't even use the expression prize bag with a straight face because it is just a pile of a bunch of stuff in boxes and out of boxes, and there's some bags. And good luck to whoever wins all this stuff. You know what? Whoever wins, everybody just mob that person and take whatever you want. Why should we wait till tonight to start some vicious fighting? Kevin, you're going first in Last Man Stanton.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's a survival game, much like the career of the late, great Harry Dean Stanton. We're going to get the name of an actor or actress from a pre-selected audience member, and then you guys will take turns. We'll switch the order around. We'll go Kevin, Tully, Lewis, Mike, and Jason. And all you got to do is name a movie that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But you get to go to a lifeline. Crazy Richard Asians. Kevin.
Hot Tub Tim Machine, too.
Yeah, and Jason will go to Brady.
I go what?
Jason, your lifeline is Brady, the gentleman who made the name tag that said something. Kevin on it. And... Mike is got to go to that guy.
Greg
so
over here.
Good luck with that.
Fuck.
And Lewis has a Greg in his corner as well. Who's in your corner tonight when you fight tonight, Lewis? Do people come up to you and, like, do they have to cut your eyelid open and that kind of stuff?
He'll be swinging in on Bisping's nuts.
Yeah, this is when I'm going to be swinging on Bisping's nuts tonight. Yeah, Bisping's going to be in my corner tonight. Diego Lopez, Justin Silver, and my buddy Chris from Brooklyn.
Holy shit, that's a crowded corner.
Yeah, they're not fighting. He's fight for him, though. Remember that.
Yeah.
Well, once the bell goes, you're on your own.
I know. Well, you know, I'm starting to think that you're on Ryan O'Neal's side now, Ellis.
No, just I remember one time I was going to fight Sal Masekela before I got okay at boxing, and he called me and said that Mayweather Sr. was now training him, and I was at a corner at a light with Mayhem, and I was like, fuck, Mayweather Sr. is training Sal for this fight. He's like, yeah, it's cool. It's pretty interesting. You know, when the bell goes, is he in the ring fighting for him? No. He's fucked, dude.
Yeah.
These people can't fucking do shit.
No, yeah, once no, whoa, there, whoa, you're on not, your own. Let's not get it twisted. Bisping didn't train me at all for this. He just folded me in half twice, and I was like, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. So, let's not fucking pretend that I got this fucking superstar fucking training team. I trained in a little gym in Brooklyn, NYC Grappling Club, special shout out, and it fucking humbled me, the whole experience, and I'm going to fuck up Ryan O'Neal tonight.
Oh boy! Usually those kind of gauntlets aren't thrown on Doug Loves Movies.
A whole different podcast just broke out.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. Well, good luck tonight, dude, and good luck in this game. because it could be anybody's game. Where is Donovan Jack from Twitter? That's you?
That's an awfully long delay. Dude.
Yeah, it took you a second. Oh, yeah, that's me, Donovan Jack. And what's your actual name? Donovan. Jack? Your last name is Jack? Middle, okay. So your last name is FM? All right, so you are going to give us the name of an actor or actress, and then I will survey the faces of my guests to see if they feel like it'll be a reasonable competition or if I have to get a second name from the audience. What do you got? Oh, nice. Works right into the theme. The films of Sylvester Stallone.
I could win this.
You guys. I told you it's anybody's game. Yeah. I didn't know what Donovan Jack was going to say.
See? Okay, all right.
Yeah, so anybody could win.
When does it start? Tell me when it starts.
Very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, any minute now.
Doc, can you do sequels or not? Remind me.
What?
Can you do sequels?
Yeah, of course. Any movie
that's
got Sylvester Stallone in it. I'll even let you name the movie he directed if you dare to do that. But like I said, it starts with Kevin, and I'm going to play along. I'm going to join in, so I get to go after Tully. Kevin, the films, and please know throughout this, it's an elimination game, so please no help from the audience.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
At all.
Sorry.
And we'll get through this. Kevin... Sylvester Stallone movie.
Demolition Man.
Let's hear it. Demolition Man. Indeed. One of the best Taco Bell commercials ever projected onto the big screen. Tully?
Cobra.
Oh, my God.
I
was just looking at you thinking you're the disease and I'm the cure.
And he said,
and then you said Cobra.
What about when he says, I should have had a tougher name, like Ellis?
He says that?
Yeah. I was going to use it in a skateboard video one time to start my video part. Because he's the chick that he's banging is like, because his real name is like some bitch ass name, and he's like, yeah, I wish I had got a tougher name.
Skagnetti,
like,
isn't
like
it?
Like what?
Like Ellis. He meant like Ellis in Wonderland.
Like
but still,
Ellis.
Yeah, Ellis.
I believe his last name was actually Cobretti.
Yeah,
and
but
that's
it was
how he got the
but
name.
But it was
Cobra.
Like Francis Cobretti or something.
Yeah, Giuseppe Salvatore Cobretti.
What was it? Yeah, Marion
Cobretti.
Classic, not great name for a man. Marion. You know who was named Marion?
John Wayne.
Okay. I was going to wind up to it, but he just jumped right in.
Sorry.
A game for you, Doug.
All right. Okay, so it's my turn. I was stalling because this is so tough. Rocky.
I knew that one.
Lewis.
Rocky 2.
Uh-huh.
Cliffhanger.
Yes. Rocky 3.
Yeah. You really did throw a cliffhanger in there because I was wondering.
I was like, if you say Rocky III, you're so fucked. But I knew I had four in the pocket, so I was okay.
Kevin?
I'm going to kill this.
Creed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Judge Dredd.
All right. I'm going to say Rocky IV. Why the fuck are you not just taking this?
Rocky V.
Yeah, Rocky V.
Rocky Balboa.
Uh-huh. That's Rocky VI, of course. Oh, no. Jason's not happy.
Wait, nobody said four, right?
I did.
Oh, fuck.
Now all you got to do is think about one of the other many movies.
Oh, Rambo.
Rambo.
That was close.
Yeah, it's got a fucking stupid full title. Wait, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, Rambo, okay. I take it back. Kevin?
First Blood?
Yeah. Tully?
Does voice performances count?
Yes.
Ants. Going back to the well.
You got a little kid cheat code right there.
You know what else counts? When he mugs Woody Allen in a subway car in the movie Bananas.
Wow.
Lewis?
He's going to win.
He's looking at me like, you just made that up. Maybe I did.
He's so confident, though. Let's go with Over the Top.
Yes. Mike?
Tango and Cash.
Mm-hmm. Can't have one without the other. Tangoing's an expensive hobby.
Expendables. Oh. Thank you.
What's the full title?
Oh, Expendables 2.
No, I just wanted you to add a little something to the other end.
Oh, Expendables 2, we're going to fuck some shit up.
The other side.
Wait, what?
The beginning of the title. Oh. What's the first word?
The Expendables.
People are trying to help you.
Okay, sorry. Well, yeah, no, I said it right. Okay, good.
The Expendables. Okay. Kevin?
2.
I'll go with The Expendables 2.
Okay.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Oh.
No, I don't care what your mom's going to do. We're going to continue this game. What did you say, Kevin?
The Expendables 2?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's The Expendables 3, Lewis.
Oh, that's it. You're done, Lewis.
Oh, man. I had Stop or my mom will shoot just in the fucking basket. Nobody says in the basket. Okay, all right, I got this now. Okay, hold on now.
He's got it.
Hold on now.
You can go to your lifeline.
I do have a lifeline, so.
Yeah, you might think of other ones later.
I don't fucking need it, Doug. I get it. You know movies better than everyone. Let's go with. Wasn't he in?
He might have been.
No, he wasn't. Oh, wait. Yes.
Yeah, say it.
Say it.
Last Action Hero.
Wait,
hold on.
Wait.
When they go in a Blockbuster movie, when they go in a Blockbuster video, the cardboard cut out because he plays Terminator in the fucking movie. Bitch. Yeah. Bitch.
Wait.
Yeah.
Suck a fucking dick, dog.
A cardboard cutout counts?
Suck my dick, dog.
No. No, you don't suck his dick. You don't have to because I don't think that counts.
You don't not have to.
Cardboard.
Cardboard cutout.
I mean, I like that Lewis is being creative here, and I also know that he's not going to win today.
Tonight or today on this game?
Today, you're not going to win. That's my prediction. Tonight, it's anybody's game between you and a very old actor. Yeah. All right, but I'll accept that just because you know it was creative. Yeah.
I think I heard...
It seems real.
I think I heard you say that you will take directing credit.
I will, because he also appears in the movie he directed very briefly.
Staying Alive.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, in the early part of the movie, John Travolta's walking down the street, Stallone walks by, and they both give each other a look. And it's like, what? That? Why did that just... You know, that's like if Alfred Hitchcock would walk into scenes and wink at people and then leave. Jason?
Creed 2?
Oh, in production.
Yeah, in production.
audience members have your back, so I guess I have to agree. He's still in it, Kevin.
Suck a butt, Kevin.
Okay.
Wow, Ellis Mania is crazy.
Come on.
So much butt sucking.
I'll go with Copland.
God damn you.
Yeah! Eat my butt!
Fuck, that was...
I needed that.
Tully, what do you got?
I believe the horrible movie he appeared in with Dolly Parton is called Rhinestone.
Oh.
Shit!
Fuck!
What?
That was in everybody's basket, Lewis.
Fuck!
I liked him as one of the Ravagers in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Back to you, Lewis.
Okay, I'm almost positive this is the name of this. I'm not positive, but I'm almost positive.
Okay.
Is it called?
I'd go to my lifeline if I were you.
No, fuck you.
Because if you say the wrong title, you're out.
Dude, I am fucking... I'm saving my lifeline until I need him. I'm not going to be the fucking
I think you
line.
Need him.
I don't need him.
And do you have a lifeline in your fight tonight?
I believe
tonight?
This is the movie in which he appeared that was considered sort of a porno, right?
Oh, fucking bullshit.
Is it called...
Absolute bullshit.
Breakfast at Bunny's?
If he doesn't say...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, and it is not, no.
Yeah. Am I close?
Nope. And they call him the Italian... They re-released it and said the Italian Stallion is in this. Yeah, I don't know what that's called. But
you're close, but not really.
But that's not it.
I'm going to go for my lifeline.
Oh, you are? I tried to warn you that this was going to happen.
I'm going to use
Where's
my
lifeline. Where's your lifeline at? Where's that Greg guy at?
Greg.
I want this guy removed from the building.
Show me Spy Kids 3D, game over.
He said that so confidently. I love it. That is correct. Of course, that's correct.
Wow. Still in the game, motherfucker.
I'm just standing here. There with his arms folded. It's almost like there's a light specifically on him just for that moment for him to confidently say that. That was amazing.
I love you, Greg.
All right, Mike.
I'm stuck here because I'm pretty sure he's in a movie, and I
got this one,
and I know I'm pretty sure though. But I also have a really reliable lifeline, and I'm like, do I use it now or
use
do
it
I
now? Work? That's my advice.
Yeah, please.
You can always use the thing that you think that's right that's actually wrong
right,
later.
Lifeline, my Greg. Let's go.
Oscar is correct.
Yes!
Oscar.
Well done.
I don't know why you think it's a comedy, but okay.
Hey.
They tried to make a comedy.
I want to use a lifeline with Oscar. Can I do that?
Who's Oscar?
I don't know, but he fucking knows everything Sylvester Stallone ever did.
Like, oh, it'll be Oscar.
That's just Greg, and he knew one title.
Greg, I mean.
I mean, lots of people in the audience know one title
Greg
at this point.
Greg kicks ass.
But what do you got, Jason? Or do you want to go to your lifeline?
Oh, yeah, I think I should, because I'm going to say twins.
So yeah, don't say that.
All right. I don't have a lifeline.
Yeah, you got Brady?
Yeah. Oh, I do. Oh, Brady.
Yeah, it's a guy, Brady over there, yeah. He says assassins.
Ooh,
you fucking champion.
Good pull.
Yes!
Assassins, yes! Starring Antonio Banderas.
And Sylvester Stallone.
And Sylvester Stallone,
yes!
That's correct. You're getting good at this.
I'm going to win.
Kevin?
Is it Rambo First Blood Part 2?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
That was just...
Oy, God.
I can't believe I let that go.
I didn't say that one because I just... It's confusing. Tully?
Yeah, the order of the words. I didn't trust myself. I'll go with my lifeline. Richard?
What do you got, Richard?
Yes, Grudge Match.
Grudge match. Yes.
What a
shit.
Terrific. Now, that was a quality movie.
Yes.
That's you know so what
else?
Bad.
You know what else is a great one? F, period, I, period, S, period, T, period. Fist. The great Stallone labor movement movie.
Was that his porno?
No. No, that was called Bunny Fist. Back to you, Lewis. Back to Lewis with the weather. Is it going to be raining hits down on Ryan O'Neill this evening?
You know, Doug, I got to be honest with you. I don't believe he's made any more movies.
Yeah, we might be out, but we can't know for sure.
If he has made no more movies, I am automatically the winner, correct? Mm-hmm. Right?
But I think he has a few
more.
Okay, so
I've got a few more.
He was in a movie with fucking Sharon Stone. I remember jerking off to this fucking movie in the 90s.
Oh.
You're right.
Sharon Stone and Sylvester Stallone fucking.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I really hope you win tonight. Thank you for playing today.
Come on.
You're out.
Yes.
Heat.
No. Incorrect.
You're out.
You don't have to actually leave.
Are you cheating?
You don't have to
fucking
leave.
Fucking somebody better not be whispering fucking.
No one's whispering, bro.
All right. Fucking Greg, shut your mouth.
I'm really going out
Shut
on a limb here.
Shut your fucking mouth, Greg.
Wasn't he in a fucking soccer movie?
No.
Yes. Called Victory?
Yes.
With Pele and Michael Caine. Up next, Jason.
He was in a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger called The Escape Artist.
No.
It was called
The Escape.
The Escape Guys. The Escapist?
What do you go and buy when you think someone might be pregnant and it's like the next day? Besides weed.
Fat? I'm out.
Don't say it in the audience. All right.
I know the movie, but I fucked up.
Kevin.
Wasn't like the Rambo revival called John Rambo?
It was called Just Rambo, and that's why it passed earlier when it was said.
That's right. Okay. Rambo 3, is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
What?
Yeah.
Have they said that yet?
I will go with Rambo fucking 3. Bing boing.
I fucking hate this game.
I'm into it.
But yeah, that's not the full title. It's
damn it.
It's Rambo 3 Operation Rambo Drop. I just said it because I thought of it. Tully?
Death Race 2000?
That's correct!
Oh my god!
I mean, as long as we're going into the Wayback Machine, I'll go with the Lords of Flatbush.
God, it's gonna win so easy. Dude, that's the one I was...
What do you got, Mike?
He's out?
He's out.
All right. I'm pretty sure he was, for a short amount of time, in Mean Streets.
What?
He's out. Yeah, he's
right. Okay.
Ah, shit!
Somebody says he's right, so I'm going to agree with that.
Wait a minute, dude. It could be Craig's friend.
No, yeah.
No, I believe that was one of his first appearances ever on film. He was in Mean Streets.
All right. Jason?
Man, you're getting served at Swami's for sure.
Oh, Jason, you're out?
I'm out, yeah.
Okay, Jason's out. Kevin?
Lifeline, you got anything for me?
What do you got for Kevin, Lifeline?
Oh, fuck
me,
yeah.
But I was fucking...
Escape plan.
Fucking bullshit.
Escape plan, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't... I said half... Almost 75% of the fucking movie. You don't give me the point. You give fucking Rattlesnake a bunch of shit. Bullshit. Talismania. Fucking hell, man.
But they really should make a sequel to Escape Plan and call it Escape Plan B. I think I was onto something there. Tully, you got one more or a few more?
I want to say, don't give me any hints, I want to say it's Get Carter, but it can't be because that would be Get Shorty, so it's just Carter?
No, you were right.
I think you were right the first time.
Ah, yeah. Son of a bitch.
So that means he's out?
No.
Yeah, everybody gets a fucking extra bonus.
It was pretty smart. I'm going to say Paradise Alley. And we're back to Mike.
Okay, he didn't get the get. I didn't get the plan.
Yeah, escape plan.
Just saying.
I knew all the words.
You never said the word plan at all, even when I tried to trick you into saying it. All
right. There's a fucking movie where he's a Formula One driver.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
And Kip Pardue is in it.
Yeah.
Alongside him.
Wow.
And they race and stuff. God damn it, what is the name of that movie?
You've got 10 seconds.
Rush.
No, that's incorrect. That's Kevin.
Rambo 4.
No. Tully.
I believe the softcore porn that Lewis referred to is called Afternoon at Kitty's.
That's pretty fucking close.
I believe that guy when he...
That guy knows porn and waves. Yeah. Duncan Antonidis will surf. We'll watch Sylvester Stallone fuck.
Do you have any more answers after that one? Or is that the bottom of the well for you?
I believe that is
okay,
the bottom.
Okay, so I will officially be the winner, but of course you are the winner amongst my guests. But I will just put some salt in Mike Catherwood's wound and say that movie was called Driven.
Driven!
Oh,
all right, great job, everyone. Let's hear it for Michael Tully, our winner. Where's the guy? Where's Crazy Richard Asian? Where are you at, Crazy Richard? Crazy Richard's way over there. All your prizes are right here. Good luck.
Yeah, dude.
Come get them at your leisure. Okay, yeah, later maybe. Like, whatever works out for you in your schedule today. There's a lot of fun stuff happening in Vegas, obviously. The doors for the fights tonight, Ellis Mania, open at 7, and the first fight is at 7:45 over in the joint. Is that correct?
Yeah, and don't be late, because we don't do what everybody else does in fighting. I don't work my way up. It's the musical chair. First fight is musical chair fight. So there's no, like, undercard where you don't care. You need to be there for the first fight. I don't have the boxing UFC program. I have action from the start to the very end.
And I think so. We got a pretty cool person singing the anthem, right?
Oh, yeah, and if you don't get there early, you won't see Dr. Drew sing the anthem. And
I'm taking both knees.
Just
Dr. Drew is very handsome.
What about if half the crowd are on two knees in front of a bunch of other people that are standing up?
Good, I love that. That sounds great.
He starts singing and everyone starts blowing each other. I love it.
How could you disrespect our servicemen? Luis J. Gomez, what do you got to plug? Where can people come see you? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing a whole tour all throughout October and November across the country. So it'll be gomezcomedy.com for tickets. And I got a bunch of podcasts, one with UFC's Michael Bisping called Believe You Me, the Legion of Skanks podcast, Real Ass podcast, all available on my podcast network, which is Gas Digital Network.
Right on, dude. And I'm serious. I want you to win tonight.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man.
Right on. Mike Catherwood, what do you got to plug?
I have nothing good to plug. Oh, Dr. Drew. Speaking of Dr. Drew, we do a health and fitness podcast, The Swole Patrol. The Swole Patrol. So there you go. That's what I have to plug.
I knew you were doing something with him. And then, of course, Jason Ellis, he can be heard on Faction Talk Channel 95. Wait, 103.
It'll probably change by tomorrow. Say with the time slot.
103. And what slot are you in now, though?
We're on from 2 to 5 and then from 5 to 8.
Pacific.
2 to 5 Pacific.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're East Coast Drive.
I love that slot. I love coming in. I love coming in at 2 instead of earlier. Kevin?
I will second that. You should also listen to the Jason Ellis Show. And you can also check out my podcast, Mad Scientist Party Hour.
Nice.
Wow. And I suppose you can follow me on Instagram, @KevinKraft. I'll post some sweet pictures of my fanny so you can see it.
All right. Be careful with the, you know, they'll take you off of there for nudity. Butt cheeks are fine? Is that what a woman just yelled from a crowd?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Butt cheeks are fine if you're you, not me.
Yeah, because his butt cheek has a tattoo of a lady's tits on it.
Oh, man, if I had area on my butt cheeks, I would so do that. Fucking blew it.
And Michael Tully, of course, also from the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah, Jason Ellis Show, Tully Show, and yeah.
And winner of this show.
And winner of this show.
One more time for all of my guests, Michael Tully, Kevin Kraft, Jason Ellis, Mike Catherwood, and Luis J. Gomez. Doug loves Ellis Mania. Can't wait for the fights tonight. And, here, pass me your name tag so I can read some shitheads here really quick. As always, that doesn't have one.
He told me what it is.
Oh, he told you? What'd he say? What'd he say? Oh, that was the winner.
Yeah, wait, that's the winner.
Oh, this is the winner. So don't
it was just so
that.
Big, I settled it there.
And that, this doesn't have anything on
no
it. Brady is a shithead. the Greg wrote one on the back. Ryan O'Neill is a shithead.
Oh,
that's yeah. That's why Louis J. Gomez picked that name
That's
tag.
Some good interns.
And what is this one? This one doesn't have anything on it either. What is? Where's this guy at? Who should I call a shithead to close out the show? Wait, your wife is a shithead? All right. My wife, his wife, is a shithead. Thank you guys for coming. Play the end theme.
From Matt Groening, legendary creator of The Simpsons and Futurama, comes an epic new animated adventure, Disenchantment. Set in a medieval fantasy world called Dreamland, Disenchantment follows the misadventures of a hard-working young princess named Bean, her feisty elf companion Elfo, and her personal demon Lucy. And believe us, it's not all glass slippers and cute forest creatures. Watch Disenchantment, streaming now, only on Netflix.
Another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.